Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzoff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Today, a special edition. We go away from football for a week with the mids off. We go into Navy Championship Volleyball. Mids winners of the Patriot League, Katie Patrick joins us. Mids in Michigan coming up live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Friday in the NCAA Championships. It's Army-Navy swimming meet. Casey Lawson on the women's side. Braden Lawford on the men's side join us. Mids have dominated Army in head-to-head competitions. How will they find another way to win coming up this week is the question. On the road at West Point. Coming up, Katie Patrick, the all-time leader in blocks at the Naval Academy, joins us to talk NCAA volleyball and more as we return on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Since we've had USAA, we've had two claims. We had an auto insurance claim and a homeowner's claim. The auto insurance claim, we were rear-ended, and my daughter was actually in the car when it happened. I called USAA, I downloaded the app, and from there on out, it was a very seamless process. They really understood, and they were actually concerned about my daughter's well-being and her safety.
From the moment he uploaded the photos to taking the damaged vehicle to the auto body and having a rental car there, USAA understands the day-to-day life. This is our home. These are our cars. This is where we pick up our kids from school. This is how we get to work.
I feel USAA is very committed to getting you back on your feet. We're the Bakers and we're USAA members for life.
See how much you could save with USAA by bundling your auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
11 states, 13 institutions. Some of the nation's largest markets. Over 360,000 students. 2.6 million alumni. And 22 championship caliber sports that make up a Power Six conference known across the country as the American.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you responsibility matters.
Back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to throw the spotlight on volleyball. Pride of Colorado, Katie Patrick joining us here. Look, 4 years ago, you came east, and you and your fellow seniors were part of a program that didn't have a lot of success. But you all bought in, and when you look back to then, could you have seen the kind of visions that you all are seeing right now where you head to Pittsburgh this week for the NCAA tournament?
Wow, 4 years ago, it doesn't really feel like it. When we met each other, we were rising juniors in high school, maybe, mm-hmm. or we were starting our junior year. We came to watch Navy play, and I think we all thought the same thing. We knew we wanted to come in, we wanted to have success in this program, and we wanted to win a conference title. And I think from there on, this had been kind of our goal the whole time. So back then, did I think it would happen? Yeah. It's funny because when you get here, you kind of realize how hard it is.
Sure.
And your 17-year-old dreams kind of...
They change a little bit?
A little
bit. Get interrupted a little bit along the way?
Yeah. Maybe took a little more work. But to see that come alive has been so, so cool. And to do it with this group of girls is unbelievable.
No question, Coach Bach holds a lot of that, you know, credit. And then obviously when he decides to retire, you guys are able to attract a coach like Coach Labrador to take his place. What was that transition like? And, you know, because if you look at how successful both of them have been,
you can't challenge the resume at all between those two guys. But what was that challenge like for you all, especially as seniors, your last year, and all of a sudden there's a new guy here?
Right. That definitely was tough for a lot of us. And we are so fond of Coach Bach. Like, from the freshman up, we were all very, very sad to see him go. But when we met Paco coming in, he had interviewed with a couple of us, I think me and Sydney and Allie Spencer, who's kind of a student coach for us. And he was personally recommended by Larry, and I think we immediately knew he would be a great fit. Coaching styles are obviously different as seniors, and we were used to 3 years of essentially the same thing, but he brought a lot of really good stuff into our program. He's very intellectual, and he brought kind of a different side of the game that I think was a little untapped. So we get the added benefits of Larry and Paco kind of on top of each other, and I think it has done amazing things for us.
You guys got a victory over him last year, but overall, how did you all overcome the mountain that is American University and what they have done in this league? Because what they've done is incredible, yeah. Especially having to go play in their building, you know, in the Patriot League tournament. But how do you climb that mountain, and how did you finally overcome that hurdle?
Right. American is a perennial powerhouse, and I think that they have done great things for the league because they set this high standard that we all want to meet. Last year, the 2017 season, the victory over them, I think, was finally proof that we could do it. And that was huge for us, just in the sense that we now knew our goal was achievable, and mm-hmm. we had, you know, that much more to work for. And this season, with, you know, strong senior class, and then our juniors really developing into good players from last year, and then obviously Maddie Scatoni transitioning from freshman to sophomore, I think, was just all around kind of that next level age, next level experience that we needed to really beat them, especially when it came down to when it mattered in the playoffs. And it's never easy at their house. Their gym is great. It's a great place to play. But I think it was one of those things that we were just ready to go. We knew it was kind of our time. So,
for you all, when you look within your class, obviously you will exit as the all-time blocks leader. Patricia's numbers are just extraordinary.
Not control.
You know, what is it about her as a player? Obviously, you play up front, so she's critical to what you and the other folks up front in terms of how you handle your business. What is it about her that just makes her so good and so smooth and effortlessly at times to what she does?
Yeah, Patricia is like a phenomenal athlete all around. She's fast, she's quick, she anticipates things, she sees them. Like, any sport she picks up, she'd be good at. And I actually have a couple teammates like that. Cindy's also the digs leader, and that's mm-hmm. just purely reactionary kind of position. It has been so cool to play with players as athletic as I've had the chance to play with. Back where I'm from, like, we had big, strong, powerful girls. And coming out here, obviously, like, our team is a little more undersized, but to see the athleticism that makes up for it is, like, extremely, extremely impressive. And she's just a player that's really easy to connect with. You know, wherever you're at, she's going to find you as a setter, and it makes my job very easy.
Sure.
So definitely exciting, fun to play with.
I think the other, and you mentioned Sydney, I think the mm-hmm. other, the real unconscious role in this sport, because as I've done several of y'all's matches now over the years, I've grown to love this sport. But look, the people that go down and dig 30, 25, 30 times a game sometimes, as hard as that ball is coming, how does a player do that in volleyball?
You're asking the wrong person.
I know you're up there trying to hit and block and things of that nature, but you're trying to mash the ball as hard as you can at somebody. Yet there's somebody on the other side that's willing to dive more often than not. Got to get a handle on it. Something just how does a volleyball player do that?
Wow, I wish Sid was in here to answer it for you, but I think the easiest thing I can go to is she's fast. She stays low to the ground, strong. It's a lot of anticipation, especially in the women's
game. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Kind of reading angles, reading arms of the ball, like putting herself where she should be. She's very intelligent, I'll give you that. That's definitely one of the things. And then just great athletes out there. Her and Patricia are both phenomenal defensive players. Actually, our entire back row really is.
Whenever you feel like you've got that hit, like, boom, I hit it, and you see someone dig it, is it hard to overcome that within the middle of a point, at least
ever so briefly there instinctively because you think you hit a good shot and someone on the other side somehow digs it out and they keep the point alive?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I see it in our practice gym all the time. Like, you just go up and you're feeling so good about yourself. It's extremely discouraging. And then the good thing is, once we leave the practice gym, I get to see it happen with other teams. So I get to see my back row dig huge shots by other teams and kind of all their faces fall. I think it counts for at least 1 or 2 points a game, just morale-wise. So.
You led me right into my next question. Mm-hmm. And I imagine the one thing over the 4 years you've been here you've seen is your practices, I imagine, have gotten better and better each year because you all have added so much talent each year that has gone by. The depth mm-hmm. of your room now has got to be extraordinary. So it's got to make the practices even better on a daily basis.
Yeah, practice is so fun. I think our whole team loves coming into the gym every day, which sometimes by the time you're at this level and people have been playing for so long is a little bit more rare. But we have so much fun playing the game, and it's so competitive in there.
Navy all-time blocks leader, Katie Patrick. Mids and Michigan Friday at 4. Go to NavySports.com for all of the link information. Back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment. This is the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Navy swimming this week, going up against arch rival Army. Senior Braden Lawfer from Apex, North Carolina, joins us now to talk about it. How do you keep the emotions in check leading up to the meet coming up this weekend and make sure you guys are in peak fitness, ready to go this weekend?
Of course. So the way our rivals play it up north is they like to talk a lot. There's a lot of social media stuff that goes on. We do our best to kind of stay off of that. We kind of like to shut everything off, focus on what we're doing in the pool. So Coach Roberts and Coach Leshinsky prepare us very well. We trust them with what we're doing. We're coming down a little bit in yards, resting. So we're just trusting our process, focus on what we can control, and then we're going to leave everything up to what happens on Saturday.
Let's talk about the process, and you and I were just talking about culture here. You know, every class that has come in here, you know, realizes the enormity of what the class previous to them left behind. What has it been like to join that kind of culture, challenge yourself, and your teammates now to where it's your turn as a senior group to try and continue this legacy on?
Of course. So my plebe year, coming in, having the meet at home in Lejeune Hall was huge to see that environment, all the mids coming out to support us. Truly electric. And so at that moment, that's when I kind of knew the gravity of this meet. And how we didn't want to let that streak go. So our class coming into here, if we win, it'll be 28 straight years now. We know all the work we put in. We know we're ready. We know we're going to take it to them. So we're just ready to win for the 28th year and then pass it on to the next line of people who are coming in.
You know, you mentioned the one, your plebe year. I mean, Rowdy Gaines and I have now done two of these Army-Navy meets. The fact that, you know, perhaps the most identifiable person in American swimming shows up to broadcast your meet. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about Rowdy Gaines. To see how he interacted with you all, you know, what did that mean to you all as swimmers to be able to have that opportunity to interact with someone you know has meant so much to the sport?
It was truly special, honestly. My dad was a swimmer before. He actually raced against Rowdy Gaines. And so with that aspect and just knowing how big of an icon he is and seeing him come to the Army-Navy meet to announce it for us was truly incredible. It's one of the largest dual meets, if not the largest dual meet in the entire country for swimming. So just like being a part of that is an opportunity in and of itself. And we're just so blessed that he took the time to do that.
I know the streak itself numerically, we know Justin Kaszewski keeps track of all that information. Each year is completely different. But you and I were talking about something earlier. Maybe it was something that maybe helped you all. The last time you were in Army's pool, the start of the meet didn't exactly go the way it was planned for you guys, and you guys really had to work hard to get that. Was that almost kind of a wake-up call within this rivalry a little bit? And why were you guys able to rally under those circumstances? Because as we know up there, their students and supporters come out in droves as well to support them whenever they face Navy. How did you all come back in that environment and re-rally to win that meet?
Of course. Like we were talking about earlier, the first couple of races didn't really go our way. We were kind of set back on our heels. Kids were swimming discouraged. At the first break, our coach kind of rallied us all around, and he was like, "Hey guys, like this is where you decide if we're gonna let Army take this or we're gonna start digging back." And so coming out of that break, I think we 1-2-3'd them in the next event, and we started clawing back. And so when you get those wins in Army's pool, you start to silence the crowd, and once you start building up the lead again, they start to trickle out, and it really becomes, we really just dominate them in that aspect. So once you can get those wins going, they keep rolling, and then the crowd is a non-factor, and you pretty much secure the win.
What is that? We know there are differences. We've talked about this in the past with Navy swimmers, but what is the difference, their pool, as opposed to the tremendous facility you have to swim in at Lejeune Hall?
Yes, so obviously Lejeune Hall, great facility, recently renovated, wonderful swimming environment. At Army, it's just a little bit different. Their blocks are different, the walls are different, the flags are different in warm-up than they are racing. So all those factors kind of take off tenths of a second here and there if you're not prepared for it. Obviously, we do go up a day early. We swim in their pool. We warm up in their pool before the race as well to kind of get all those kinks out. So hopefully we're ready to go. But it is a little bit of a learning curve when we go up there.
Now, you mentioned your dad earlier. Your dad and two uncles swam highly competitively. When did this start to matter for you, and what inspiration were they for you in terms of the sport?
I've been swimming since a little kid. My dad taught me how to swim by throwing me in the pool. So, trial by fire. But I've been passionate about the sport for several years now. I think I realized I wanted to swim in college. I think around junior years when I really got serious about it, started training hard. Navy was always my number one choice ever since I can remember. So when I was offered the spot here, just truly blessed and honored to be able to swim at the Naval Academy.
A future Navy pilot will be heading to Pensacola upon graduation. Back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment on the Navy Radio Network.
Download Blazin' Rewards, a Buffalo Wild Wings loyalty program where you can earn rewards by eating wings, hanging out with friends, and watching sports. Just sign up at blazinrewards.com and then keep doing what you're doing. Head to B-Dubs, enjoy the food, enjoy the sports, and earn points. It's that easy. Turn your visits into points and your points into awesome rewards. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
Earn cash back on tutus, dance lessons, and tiaras, so I can get a little more towards something for me.
Or Operation...
Pay for soccer, pay for piano, pay for dinner. Then use the cash back on something for Mama.
The Cash Rewards Card from Navy Federal gives you 1.5% cash back on purchases and has your back with fraud protection. Apply now. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. It's getting set for the Black Knights of Army this week, joined now by senior Casey Lawson. And, you know, we asked Braden Lawford the same question earlier. What is it about going to their pool that is so different? Obviously, you all get to swim in one of the best in the country across the street here at Lejeune Hall. But what is so different, and what do you have to do to prepare to swim at Army?
Well, their whole pool is a different perspective. They don't have as bright, I guess you would say. I never really noticed this, but it's kind of like a darker environment, just the way the pool was built, mm-hmm. whenever it was. And it's also just different blocks, different walls, different flags. I know they're the same distance, but every pool is different. You just got to get used to it. So we're just trying to prepare the best we can these next couple of days for Saturday.
Do you have to block that kind of stuff out because it's different? Because I know you guys count strokes and things of that nature. How do you make the adjustment, or is it a real big adjustment to make?
For the most part, not really. I mean, we've all been doing this on both the men's and women's team for both sides, regardless if it's here or there. We've been swimming for a while, so we know our stroke counts. We know how we swim up until race day, just minor adjustments, but really not that much difference.
For you all as a team, you know, and in swimming, you can do your individual best that day, but there is a possibility that someone else does their individual best, and you may not necessarily get the result that you deserve that mm-hmm. day. How do you handle that aspect of the sport, knowing you could have done your best that day, but sometimes in terms of the overall grand scheme of things, some days it doesn't win.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially going into this meet where, you know, we all want to go in doing our best, of course, for not only ourselves, but for the rest of our team. But, you know, sometimes that just doesn't happen, regardless if it's from just a mental thing or for whatever reason. But, you know, you get past it through the event and you know that you have another one to swim, you have a relay, or you have to focus on the rest of the team and how they're doing. So, you know, as much as it's a team sport, but individually you want to do your best, you have to keep that in mind and just move forward and support the rest of the team.
As a team, you all gotten a decent amount of activity here in November leading up to this event. What are the keys to making sure you pace yourself to make sure you're at peak efficiency coming up this weekend?
Well, I think we did a great job with our last three-day meet the weekend before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It was around the 16th to the 18th. We were down at Liberty University doing their three-day meet, and that was a really good key point for all of us to see where we're at. We suited up. We didn't taper that much, but we still performed to the best that we could. We all did a great job, and we looked good. It looked promising for this coming Saturday.
What are the challenges in the pool every day? Because in some respects, sometimes your biggest competitors are people who swim alongside you every day over here in practice.
Right. Well, I love that aspect also because, you know, there's a saying that I grew up with, that the person in the lane next to you is your greatest enemy and your best friend. And on this team, especially, just as you mentioned before, that couldn't be any more true. Like, we have some of the best girls in the Patriot League here on this team that I've been fortunate enough to train with, and we just push ourselves to get better.
How much have you changed from the time you arrived to where you are right now?
For just swimming or for all aspects?
For the whole aspect of the environment here and the time here.
I've learned a lot about myself, about my leadership, how I deal and work with other people, and how I overcome obstacles just with everything that happens in the hall, everything that happens over the summer, and what the opportunities that the academy provides for us as mids going through the years. I really just try to take as much advantage of it as I can to help me prepare for, you know, a couple months after when I graduate.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What is coming up for you?
Navy pilot.
There you go.
So excited.
All right. We'll see her in airplanes coming up. Let me ask you this. When did you feel it started to matter to you growing up swimming and obviously, tremendous grades that you have to get in here too?
Well, I attribute a lot to my parents, my mom and dad. They really pushed me to do my absolute best, even though, you know, sometimes maybe I wanted to take kind of like the easier way out.
Sure.
But, you know, growing up, they really strive to help me and my younger sister do the same thing, like do the best that you can, put your best foot forward, and it definitely has paid off.
I know in your background there have been, you know, NCAA B-cut times and things of that nature, but does anything beating Army in these dual meets for you and your teammates?
No. Honestly, it's a great feeling. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have that feeling for the past 3 years, hoping to make it all four on Saturday. But we've been saying that throughout this whole week that this meet, especially with the rivalry and everything that goes into it, we're not swimming for ourselves. We're swimming for the past 29 years of wonderful ladies that have swam on this team. That have come before me, and we're doing it all for them. And some of them are here as our rep and faculty on the yard that I've seen that come back and you know, just pop in and say hi at practice.
To that extent, is there pressure, or is it just a matter of going out and doing what you do? Are you able to separate the two, or is there pressure
sure.
going into this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pressure. I mean, 29 years is a long time.
Sure.
But at the same time, we know that we're confident enough in our training and our ability and just our team aspect overall that we know that we can get the job done on Saturday.
Casey Lawson of the Navy women's swimming team They look to continue their mastery of Army coming up on Saturday. We'll wrap it up in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. That'll do it for this week's show. As always, we appreciate your patronage. Go to the Navy Athletics page at YouTube for more interviews and long-form stuff. A lot of great stuff there to promote Navy Athletics. Our thanks to Katie Patrick, Braden Laufer, and Casey Lawson this week, and Justin Kashevsky, the Navy Sports Information Department. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. We'll see you next week on another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about, and by USAA. We know what it means to serve.